In the wake of new restrictions for the commercial salmon fishery in Upper Cook Inlet, one organization is preparing to fight back against the Alaska Board of Fisheries with a lawsuit if necessary. KBBI's Aaron Selbig has the details.
In a meeting held Tuesday night way out the end of Homer's East End Road in the Russian Old Believer village of Voznesenka, a group of about 30 or so members of the Upper Cook Inlet Drift Association, or UCIDA, gathered together to strategize about how to fight back from new Board of Fisheries restrictions that are set to go into effect for the upcoming salmon seasons.
This is a pretty different kind of board of fish. And they did some things that we've not seen a board of fish do before anywhere in the state of Alaska.
That's UCIDA Executive Director Roland Ma, who did most of the talking at the meeting. The dozens of changes made last month by the Board of Fisheries affecting the Cook Inlet drift fleet are many, and if you're not a commercial salmon fisherman, the whole matter can get pretty complicated. UCIDA members are particularly concerned about rule changes that would remove a large fishing area south of Kalgan Island, create a fixed window for the set net fishery instead of a floating window, and change the so-called 1% rule that could spell an early end to the commercial salmon season. UCIDA board member Dave Martin says the changes could cost Upper Cook Inlet drift fishermen as much as 40% of their catch. Ma says that the way things shook out at the Board of Fish meeting has created confusion among staff members of the Department of Fish and Game and the Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission, or COMFISH.
Because what was happening, you would have two or three board members who would talk to a staff member and say, we intend for this to happen. And while that discussion was going on, there'd be a couple of more board members talking to another staff person from Fish and Game saying, this is really what we intend. And then you got the chairman talking to the director of COMFISH saying, this is really what I want. You getting a feel for this Board of Fish?
Ma describes a three-way interagency fight between Fish and Game, COMFISH, and the State Department of Law.
I'm hearing bits and pieces out of Juneau. I'm hearing bits and pieces out of COMFISH and SportFish. All I know is that they're mad.
And that's about the point in the meeting where Ma and the UCIDA board asked not to be recorded anymore.
Decided to do. And at this point, I'm going to have to ask the mic to go off.
KBBI News granted Ma and the UCIDA board's request to temporarily turn our microphone off with the understanding that their plans, if not their exact legal strategy, can be made public. Ma says UCIDA is preparing to sue the state of Alaska over the Board of Fisheries decisions at their March meeting. Before that happens, however, a letter will be drafted by the organization pointing out alleged irregularities in the Fish Board's decision-making process, including that certain documents justifying the Fish Board's actions may have been created after the meeting. That letter will be sent to Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell and members of the Alaska State Legislature with the request that an investigation of the Fish Board meeting be conducted and all Fish Board decisions made at that meeting be suspended until the investigation is complete. If their requests are not granted, Ma promises UCIDA will bring its case to court. The organization has spent in the neighborhood of $300,000 on litigation just in the last 3 years, says Ma, including an unrelated legal fight with the state over regulation of the personal use dip net fishery. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.